You remember Kristallnacht? Remember one of those days, man?
Are you stupid or?
No, I'm American, actually. All right. This is
American?
Yes.
You motherfucker Yankee, then fuck off. Don't call me again, okay? You bastard.
I'm a Red Sox fan, not a Yankee fan, you stupid fuck. All right, cool. That's cool. See, it's always good to get them angry.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Before radioactive fallout starts drifting down. If there's no fallout shelter within range, go to the nearest large building and take shelter in the basement or one of the inner hallways. Know in advance what to do in any emergency situation. Find out from your local civil defense office.
I suspect you need more practice working your telephone machine.
The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhyme of me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest shit. Get that type of media coverage Obama get, spit that Kurt Vonnegut, that blow your brain, Kurt Cobain, that Nirvana shit. Who gon' bring the game back? Who gon' spit that rainbow on the train tracks? That gold rope, that five finger ring rap, running with my same pack. You can find the price with a left.
All right, let's do this. Life is like a dice. Hey everybody, man, I'm Carlito, and I'm back. Who else in here? Coconut Talk is here also. Ooh, the flame effect is on. A lot of jokes could be made about that. I have hot sauce in the video feed today, so maybe we should keep the flame on. No. I don't like that idea. Let me remove that. Remove fire. There we go. Alright, I suppose we're here to do prank calls, eh? Let's do that. Taking a look here, we got numbers from last night that we could call back. I think that's really all I have right now. If you got numbers, send them in. Nunu just sent in some information for a Children of the Confederacy. They're starting their convention today. They've got, right now, they're doing registration. So we can call and make complaints about that.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was late. Andrew, I was downstairs.
You know, I was late, too. But you were later. So we'll blame it all on you.
Okay.
All right.
That's how it's got to go down.
That's how it is. We're going to pull up the information here for recent places that we've pranked. We give a call to the Angry Kebab place that we call every week. We're going to pull them up here. Super, they're under.
You and Angry Kebab. Well, what did you call some Happy Kebab?
I love Angry Kebab.
All this anger. All this anger. Me. Negative. How about rainbows and sunshine?
That's no fun. Then pick it up. What state is what registering in? Hello? The IRC? Coken, he's not answering now. Coken, I don't know what you said. You must repeat.
Oh, I was just wondering what state they were registering in.
Oh, Angry Kebab is in the UK.
No, the Children of the Confederacy.
Oh, Children of the Confederacy. No, I don't know.
To talk to this caller, 2 cents per minute.
Children of the UK.
This is a place I always talk about that we don't want shit.
Hello, my
wife. Yeah, hi. Is this the shit food place?
Hmm?
The shit food place.
No, this is kebab house.
Yeah, the kebab place, right?
Yeah, this is kebab place, yeah.
Yeah, we're because I saw in the news on the newspaper, the Sun, that they someone got a kebab there and they found that it was feces, like, on the meat. Like, it hadn't been cleaned right and stored in the bathroom.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, big guy, how you doing?
Yeah, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Hey, is this the place that I just saw in the newspaper that had, there were, you guys were keeping the meat in the bathroom, I think? They found feces on the meat, feces content?
Say again, I didn't understand me.
That I was reading in the newspaper, they found this kebab place, I think it was yours, that they found feces and feces matter, material like feces inside the kebabs and everything.
All right.
Uh-huh. All right, what?
Well,
is this that place? If this is that place,
no,
I need...
It's not.
It's not?
It's not.
Is this the place with the cockroaches?
Now, what's the place you're calling?
The place with the cockroaches and the feces and the food.
Yeah, what's the name of the kebab?
Yeah, it just says kebab. It was a kebab place. They said that they withheld the name for a privacy reason.
What do you mean kebab? There's lots of kebab places here, you know?
No, but this
is
London.
Not the name, you see.
This is England, right? UK?
This is UK, yeah.
All right, so that's you.
Oh, it's me then, yeah. Where are you calling from? From India?
Yeah, no, from, I'm Bengali.
You Bengali? Yeah, where are you calling from? From Bangladesh?
I'm calling from the hotel, my hotel in London. I have a penthouse.
Hotel in London, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do you want to know, man?
I want to make sure that this isn't the place with the shit, you know, and the food. Feces, shit, cockroaches, a lot of nasty stuff. Yeah, asshole. He knows what I'm talking about. They were reported in the newspaper or the news or something like that for having shit and stuff in their food. True story.
They're probably getting a bunch of calls. Kind of getting used to it.
I'm going to get a lot from us. For sure.
So how did that show go last night? I missed it.
Somebody, let's make some scratch for t-shirts.
You know, I'm not quite sure how the show went last night, as a matter of fact. I don't remember much of it.
I was half asleep, I can tell you.
I was really tired. But I did. It was actually pretty good. We had some good calls to the UK. Angry calls. People got pissed off at us. Anyway, so let's try to call this kebab place back. This is Madhouse Radio. If you don't know, we do prank calls on here, do it live, whenever the phone decides to fucking ring, which it is not right now. I don't know what happened with that. That's fucking bullshit. Regardless, we got the Asda. This is like the Walmart of the UK. They're in Essex, England, or something of that nature. Oh, hang on. Now I remember. All right, now we're calling the Angry Kebab place back here. We just had an argument with these fucks. There we go. This is not a video funny, man. This is live. Stupid shit. Hey, is this the kebab place that just hung up the phone on me? Hey, it's the monkey guy over there hanging up the phone on me?
Well, do you want to shut your mouth, you motherfucker? Don't call you again, okay?
Well, listen, do you have shit in your food, yes or no? You were in the newspaper. You got shit in your food.
Yeah, why don't you eat the shit then? I'm going to put them.
Whose shit is it? Is it yours? Or is it from the...
The shit in your mouth.
Where do you keep the meat? In the bathroom, in the toilet?
Huh? You motherfucker.
Maybe it's that you don't wash your hands after you take a shit in the toilet, and then you come to make food, and you got shit all over your hands, and it gets on the food, and that's what happened, right?
Go learn English accent first, you Indian fucking pussy.
I speak fucking American, right? Huh? Stupid.
You
fuck English. This is
American?
Yes.
You motherfucker, Yankee, then fuck off. Don't call you again, okay? You bastard.
I'm a Red Sox fan, not a Yankee fan, you stupid fuck. All right, cool. That's cool. See, it's always good to get them angry. We finally got through to him. There's like about three that run around in that place that we usually talk to. Let's try them again. That's right. Skype's doing his fucking shit now. It is July right now. What's the date? The 21st? Man, I got to send my rent in like 6 days. Got to pay my rent. My mortgage
the
is due.
The call is 2 cents per minute.
We'll be on the air for what, like another 2 hours or so? What time is it? 3:30. We end around 5:30. So yeah, about 2 hours. To be honest, probably take a break, get a sandwich in a little bit. Aishatanu sending me a fucking number. What's the That's a nice number, but you gotta give me a name or something. I'm gonna call. Yo. Yo, is this that number someone sent me? Yeah. Yeah. What's up? I'm not gonna answer there anymore. Let's try the ASDA here. No, I don't want to try the ASDA. Nunu, send me some more numbers, sir, because I don't have the numbers from last week. I don't know what happened to them. I lost them. Okay. Did we talk to the Jailhouse Grill last night, I think? Let's try to give them a call. They're in Australia.
We call Australia, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're called.
All right, let's find out.
They might be shut down. It might be the middle of the night there.
Maybe.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Something tells me I don't want to prank call a place where the person is telling me to ask for the watch commander. Something tells me that's like fucking a... the head fucking sergeant bitch in charge. I demand to speak to the head policeman right now.
Hello, you've called the Jailhouse Grill. Sorry, we can't take...
Fuck the Jailhouse Grill. We got numbers from Germany, right, last week. Okay, we called the Acropolis souvlaki bar also, I believe. We got into an argument over there, too. They're up in Germany, is it? I think they might be in Australia themselves. I think we called them, like, real late at night or some shit. What was that about? I do not remember last night's show. Yeah, they're in Australia, all right. It's coming through as Australia.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
All right, we'll pass on that. We can call Nazis. I got from 3 weeks ago that answered a few times. We got Himmler, Gert Himmler, probably related to Heinrich Himmler. They're in where in Germany? Berlin.
No, I do remember that.
Yeah. I bet you do, you racist. All right, we're calling Germany. Somebody named Himmler. Imagine that.
Hey, you're the one doing all the racist talk.
Be a bitch.
The cost of this call is...
Don't get me involved in it.
You live on a plantation that was handed down for like 5 generations to you. Oh, you're not racist.
I mean,
you got the blood of slaves running through your somewhere, I bet you anything. Former slaves.
Yeah, probably. So
Himmler.
Yeah, is this Himmler?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, big guy? I wonder if you had any big plans for, you know, for later on this week for the whole anniversary of all that stuff. Huh? Mm-hmm. You remember that now? Huh? You remember Kristallnacht? Remember one of those the days, man?
Are you stupid or?
No, I'm American, actually. Alright. Nobody hang up like that, asshole. Let's call Himmler back.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hello?
Hey, Himmler, why'd you hang up the phone? Or, I mean, maybe you're a little old and senile now that you did that on accident. Is that what happened? Do you don't know how to use the phone anymore? Are you that old and stupid?
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, you hang up the phone on accident. Like, you know, you're having a conversation with somebody, then you just hang up the phone. I'm thinking maybe you don't know how a phone works. Because you're supposed to talk on the phone. You have to hold it. Why the fuck are you breathing like that, sir? Are you masturbating? Hello, sir. Mr. Himmler. I really think dude's fat fucking jacking off over there. Did you hear him? He needs to start shitting himself. It's like, oh, this is so hot. It's like, this is so fucking hot.
Will, it is very hot. It is right. It is very, very hot.
All right. It won't let me call back now. I don't
this
know
what I have this fucking air on. because if I turn it off, I'm going to blow up my computers and myself.
What are you eating over there, cherries?
So I do... yes, sir. Yes, yes, yeah, how'd you know?
Dude, I'm eating cherries, too.
I just ate them all. The cost of the call is 2 cents per minute.
Oh, my God!
Oh, dude, they're so good. It's cherry season, man. Got it for, like, $1.69, sir. A pound. $1.69 a pound.
I'm not eating cherries, by the way.
Fuck.
I lied.
Fucking liar. That's why no one likes you.
Hier ist der Anschluss von Gerd Hemmler. Zurzeit erreichen Sie mich unter der Funktelefonnummer 0173-8989-455. 0173-8989-455 oder hinterlassen Sie eine Nachricht. Danke sehr.
Danke sehr. Alright. That German isn't going to answer.
Well, right. He hates Jews too. Damn.
Dankeschön. Yeah. Alright. Miss Strawberry is a prostitute in Central Florida, who has had her cell phone, which she uses for her business, she's had it hacked. And last night we called, and the greeting, she's black, and it's a racist song about the N-word that Tuck just loves.
Oh, no, I do remember that.
Tuck just loves this song. Why? The Google Voice just took a shit. Oh, man. Yeah, literally it did. It's unlimited. All right, so I have to call from somewhere else then. Excuse me. Oop, that's wrong. Alright, we got Garden of India restaurant coming up from Nunu. People who work there beat up an ex-employee who went to work at a different restaurant.
I want to know about the t-shirt business.
What t-shirt business? What are you talking about?
More specifically, someone who has our banner and selling it as a t-shirt.
Someone selling
on a site called Zazzle.
Zazzle! Really? That's cool. At least someone's doing it, but that's your art.
Zazzle.com.
I think they should put down that artwork by
Tuck.
That's
my point here.
Yeah, you got to put down artwork by Tuck.
I don't care about my name being on it as much as the percentage I am going to get.
Yeah.
For having my art on someone's t-shirt.
That's right. Tuck deserves a cut
that's
of that.
That's someone is selling.
That's right. I forgot who that was. Who is it that keeps pushing them shirts? Oh, I'm trying to remember. Pushing stickers and shirts or something of that nature.
Hey, here, I'll send you a link in the sky.
Yeah. Oh, well, last night we were prank calling someone that actually said telephone machine, I think, too. I remember that. Alright. We're gonna call this, we're calling an Asian, an Indian restaurant that fucking beat up one of their ex-employees. They're in York, England. There we go.
This number is not available for call return. Goodbye.
I didn't try to call return it, you stupid cunt.
Oh, man. Shut you down.
Yeah, I need it in a different format.
You get no play from her.
I got it now. I got it. I forgot the country code is all. That's all. Take it easy, kids. Take it easy, babies. That should work.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
All right, Garden of India restaurant beat up their former colleague over there, according to an article in New York Press. I got a link to it too. I'll share it with all of you.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the Indian restaurant?
Sorry.
Is this the Indian restaurant?
Indian restaurant, my nearest place.
Uh huh. And what's your status over there? What do you do?
What do we do?
No, what do you do? What's your status?
My status?
Uh-huh.
Coffee boy. My status is coffee boy.
Uh-huh, really? Are you a citizen?
Sorry?
Do you have papers?
Who are you?
This is Valente. Do you have papers?
Sorry?
Do you have papers?
You what?
No, your papers. Do you have papers?
What paper?
Papers to say you could be working over here. Huh? Where are your papers? Are they in order? I want copies of your papers.
Who are you?
This is Valente.
Huh?
I heard you got a lot of tough guys over there. Tough fucking guys, right?
You're a tough guy. Yeah, we're very scared of you.
Yeah? Well, tell you what. I'm going to bend
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
I'm going to bend you by the thorax into a pretzel. Right.
You. Huh?
Yeah. How many fathers do you have?
20.
Yeah? You have 20 fathers because your mother's a whore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, put me down for this order. I want to order a banchut.
Yeah.
Yeah, you banchut.
Yeah.
Listen, I go down there and I hear that you hurt someone again, a member of my family, by marriage.
We're all very scared of you.
I'm going to come in there. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, we very scared of you.
I'm going to turn off all your lights.
Yes.
Knock all your fucking shit down, stupid shit.
Yes, we're very scared of you.
Does it upset you that you're a different kind of person?
Yeah.
Nah, you're starting to piss me off. I'm letting you go. Bye.
Yeah.
I had my finger on a button, but he started doing that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She loves you, yeah.
She loves you, yeah. I'm going to have sex with that song tonight. Good point, Tuck. Write that down.
For love like that, you know you can't be bad. Have a love like that.
Now, who wrote that
song? You know you should be.
That's a Paul McCartney song, right?
It was Led Zeppelin.
It was Led Zeppelin? No. Who wrote that song? I think that wasn't a John Lennon,
I think
didn't write that.
Who wrote it and then Led Zeppelin played it.
Yeah, okay, right. She loves you, yeah. Alright, let's call that guy back.
Talk to the caller, Sue, thanks for a minute. Okay, the BBC answer 1571. The person you called is on the phone. Please leave a message after the tone.
Fuckers. I want to go back into a fucking yeah fight with that stupid guy. Anyway, we got another number here. Yes, no, maybe? No. Fuck. You guys are really being slow. But anyway, so, The guy we used to talk to, or we're trying to talk to over there, apparently they beat up one of their former co-workers there. I guess they got into an argument, something about he left the place to get another job that paid better wages, and it just went on from there. We're going to call the Al Bilal restaurant. We've been prank calling this place
this
for
going
like
crazy.
3 fucking years now. We've been prank calling the Al Bilal here off and on.
The heat makes you crazy.
The heat does make you crazy. Like curry. Guess your brain, you go crazy. You start fucking killing.
The cost of this call is 7 cents per minute.
Fuck. That's the problem with the live prank calls. Got another one here that beat up customers. The Sizzling Spice. They're in England also. Nunu, try to share that article with everybody. Post it in the chat so people know what we're prank calling here. I'll read it also in a second. If I can paste the fucking shit.
So when the chairman was asking you, I'm here, and so yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we're here.
You can hear me in the thing. Yes, we're here. Yeah, we're yeah.
That's this Tucker Mike.
This is not available for call return. Goodbye.
Fuck. There we go. Try it now. Had an extra plus in there. What a bitch.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
She is cute, though.
Oh, yeah, the Google Voice broad, yeah. Hey, what's going on? Is this the Sizzly Spice?
It's.
Listen, I'm going to come down there for a meal with my daughter, but you put your hands on my daughter and you mess with my daughter, the consequences are never going to be the same. You understand?
What happened, sir?
I'm coming down there to eat a meal and get some food with my little daughter. She's 11 years old. But if you dare put a finger on my daughter, you mess with my daughter, the consequences will never be the fucking same. You understand? You just fucking hang up. Come on! Nothing sticks today. Fucker. Call him back.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
The manager got into a fight with a patron over here. Hossein, 34, and Maya, 32. Denied one count of assaulting, occasioning actual bodily harm. Yes, hi. May I speak with Hossein, please?
Hello, sir. Our manager is not here at the moment. Can you call back later?
What is your name?
Our manager is not here. We are just commuters.
Well, then how many sisters do you have? Or fathers, even? Oh, fuck. All right. Someone sent in a number for a carpet salesman. Maybe we can give that a number, a call here. We've got a huge lack of numbers here to prank call today. We got the number here for someone who's going to be attending that conference today for the Children of the Confederacy. We prank called them about 2 years ago and then called the hotel staff and informed that one of them was in the pool and took a shit. That was fun. Yeah, I'm noticing that Skype's having a problem lately with releasing the calls after they hang up. Doesn't do it all the time. Well, she's probably on a plane right now. They started the registration today. That was the whole point. Right now, I think they started their presentation. They're at a Holiday Inn in Decatur, Georgia. So if you want to help us and find out that call, let us know. Or find out the number that we can call. J-Rad's given a number for the Vista Grill in Nevada. All right, let's try to give them a call then.
Is J-Rad, is he like one of these 16-year-old kids or something?
Yeah, he's one of the white boys that listens to the show. You know, little white boys.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
He's the one who did the T-shirt thing, apparently.
Someone's sending a number for the Federation of American Ballet. All right, we'll check that out.
Thank you for calling the Vista Grill. This is Chelsea speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Big Chelsea. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I came in and I left my food, right? You know, to my to-go food. And I went to the bathroom and this guy was talking to me. We were hanging out. You know, he said he works there. And I said, well, I got to go to the bathroom. He said he was going to watch my food, my leftovers. And I went to the bathroom and I came back and my leftovers were gone. And I think he took them.
Okay. Is that today?
Right. My wife left her purse. He said he was going to watch it, that he worked there, and he left with the purse. He left with my my wallet. He left with a handful of change that was on the table. And luckily, thanks God, that my car keys were in my little diabetes kit that I carry with me, and that was under the table because I gave myself an injection in the bathroom. So luckily he didn't stop to see that. Now who is this employee you have over there that did that? That took my stuff with them. He identified himself that he worked there with you.
What was he wearing?
He was wearing a white shirt, had a collar kind of, and black pants. And he was carrying around an apron.
Okay, when was this?
This was yesterday. And I called in yesterday, and they refused to take my information there. And they said that I had to call today during business hours to get it taken care of.
Okay, hold on one moment. Let me see.
Fresh seafood. Awesome.
Let me know if we got to terminate this fucking call.
Our restaurant is open for dinner from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Can I take your name and number down and just have the owner call you back?
The owner's not there?
No.
When's the owner back?
Well, he usually gets here around 4:30 or 5 on Wednesdays.
Is there a reason why I can't speak? Is there a man I can speak to right now that's there?
A man?
Yeah, I'd rather speak to a man.
No, there's not.
So it's just women running the place right now?
Yes.
You think maybe that's what the problem is here? I don't know what else to do with that stupid bitch. Okay. Anyway. Let me terminate that call over here. That wasn't worth the fucking hole that we had to go through, you know, fucking Tuck? It wasn't worth it.
None of it's worth it. None of it's worth it.
Escalade Chin Jug. This is Veronica. How can I help you?
Hi, how you doing there, big girl?
Good.
That's good. You all right? You stopped there for a little bit. You all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Who is this?
That's cool. Hey, do you guys got whipped cream over there?
Yes, we do. Who is this?
This is Cross.
This is Cross. Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm Cross.
Yes, we do have whipped cream. Are you looking for it in a can, or are you looking for it in a tub, or are you looking for the actual heavy whipping cream itself?
No, like the can.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Like the ready whip?
Yeah, like the kind you can put on someone's thigh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, we do have that.
You got that kind?
Uh-huh.
You got any thighs around there?
Who is this?
This is Cross.
Who is Cross?
That's me. I'm calling you. Looking for whipped cream and thighs. How are your thighs?
Is this a joke?
No. How are your thighs? Tell me, how are thighs? How are they?
Delightful, thanks.
Yeah? You got like a light complexion, or you got olive skin, or what do you look like?
Really?
Yeah, tell me.
Really?
I want to know.
No.
Come on.
Okay, well, we saw what you're looking for.
Yeah? You got thighs then, right?
I don't think they're for sale, sorry.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on, give me some thighs.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
I want whipped cream, your thighs, and I'll get you some diamond earrings. Like, you like diamond, you like jewelry?
Oh, my God.
You like jewelry? I'll buy you some jewelry, I'm telling you.
Sorry, off the market.
Oh, come on, really? What's he paying you?
I'm married.
So?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm married.
No. That's. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, really. Come on. How long have you been married for? This is happily married. Or just married.
Yeah, 6 years.
That's not too happy. You know what they say about the 6 year, right?
No, it's a 7 year itch, not 6 years.
No, it's 6 years now. It was 7 years. Now it's down to six.
Oh, hold on a second. Did you possibly want to talk to a manager about this?
No. I mean, you're late. Is the manager a lady?
No, it's not a lady.
All right, put him on then. Maybe he'll give me an assessment of you.
Okay, just a moment.
All right.
Hey, Ron, can I help you?
Hey, what's going on, big guy?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Hey, listen, is that lady over there, is she really married, or did she just say that?
Who's this?
Huh?
Who's this?
This is Cross.
Cross, who's Cross?
That's me, the guy that's calling you. You're not the husband, are you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know her husband, the guy, the chick that I was just talking to?
Yeah.
Well?
Well, what do you want?
Well, is she married? She's really married, like she said?
Yeah.
She was just flirting with me on the phone. I was putting the
moves on. Okay, is there somebody I can help you with?
Have you ever seen her husband before?
Why?
Well, just to size him up. You tell me if he looks like a tough guy or something.
What does that matter? I'm going to go. See you later.
Because I'm making a move. Fuck.
Who are you holding for?
Actually, I was holding to find out if you guys carry, like, car tires.
What the fuck do you think?
What's that?
I said, what the fuck do you think? We're Walmart. Of course we have those. It's in our automotive section.
Did you just say, what the fuck do I think?
Yeah.
What's your name?
We have the whole automotive section here. We do, like, oil changes and everything.
Okay, well, guess the fuck what? Someone who just answered the phone told me that you guys don't have a fucking tire center there. That's why they transferred me to you, asshole.
You don't need to curse at me.
You know what? You work there. I'm a customer. You don't fucking cuss on the phone.
You haven't bought anything yet. You're not a customer.
You know what? I'll be there in 5 minutes, and I'm sure I will see you, and then I will talk to your manager.
What are you going to do? Get me fired?
What time do you guys close?
We don't close. We're 24 hours.
Okay, asshole. I'll see you there in 5 minutes.
Love you.
Fuck you.
This electronics, can I help you?
Yes. I was wondering if that movie Wanted came out yet.
No, we don't have that.
You don't, so evidently it didn't come out yet then,
no,
right?
No, I guess not.
Okay, you guess not. We don't know.
Sounds like
is there any way to find out?
It sounds like a pretty gay movie anyway, so, you know, why do you want to see
It sounds like a gay movie. Why would I want to see it? Yeah. Who in the hell are you?
I'm someone that has better taste in movies than you do.
You're someone that has better taste in movies than I do?
You sure don't repeat
me. Now, hold on. What's your fucking name, man?
My name's Roy.
Well, I'm going to be down there and talk to your supervisor.
I'm
going to talk to David. Let me... Oh, I'm a matter of fact, I come down there with your ass.
No, you won't.
That's bullshit. You don't...
Anyone that watches that movie, it can't beat anyone's ass.
Excuse me?
Anyone that watches a gay movie like that can't beat anyone's ass.
Anybody that watches that movie can't beat... Dude, your name is Roy?
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, is that Tim?
Yeah.
Big Tim. Hey, buddy. Say
hey,
there.
How you know?
Not bad. Say, so that thing that you saw had beautiful hair, right?
I don't know about that.
You had big, beautiful blonde hair.
Who?
The thing that you done saw out in the backyard.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
But you saw it had beautiful hair. Hey, man. I was hiking once, right?
Yeah.
On Mount Blackstone, and it done come up behind me, and it had this beautiful long hair. Did it smell too? Like, it smelled bad, and it had these boobies, and it raped me and everything.
Where are you at now?
Huh?
What state you in?
I used to live in Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh.
But now I live in Vegas.
Where did you have your encounter at?
Just outside of Brunswick. Mount Blackstone. Hiking on the Mount Blackstone Trail.
Where's that at?
It's up right near the border between Georgia and the Carolinas.
Okay.
Right about there. And it came up behind me. It was crouching behind a rock. And it came up behind me and it attacked me and it hit me with a stone on top of the head. And then it had its way with me.
I don't know about that.
It was a Bigfoot. Did that happen? Did you see the Bigfoot go after you like that? Like it wanted to fuck you at all? Because that happened. It took me. It took the life out of me almost.
Well, I'm sorry for you. But I don't want to talk about this no more. I'll see you. Goodbye.
That is what happened. Did he touch you? I think Bigfoot touched him. That is the guy that saw the Bigfoot in his yard, or so he says in the news. he seemed pretty... I got a feeling maybe he did get a little touched. He got touched by the Bigfoot. You heard him? Hit close to home.
Beanbag chairs.
Definitely not.
We have video game chairs.
That's all right. Don't do that either.
Vacuum cleaners?
Nope.
Tupperware containers?
No.
Bathroom utensils? Toilet cleaners?
No, I'm doing that also. I have a dog.
That's disgusting.
Well. But I would like to start talking sporting goods, though. Yeah.
The phone won't reach all the way over there. It's pretty much on the other side of the store, so it'd be impossible for me to walk the receiver over.
That was a pretty decent call. Thanks, MST3 Clay sent that, right? Yep, MST3 Clay.
You want to store myself?
That would be the smart thing to do.
All right.
Since, you know, I don't work in sporting goods, I don't know why you called my department.
All right, I'll just go to the store.
Because I'm in the housewares.
Housewares. All right, I will make sure I lock them in there.
All right, great.
Thank you.
Have a good day. You mean Walmart can help you?
Yes, I just need to know how late your store is open.
What the hell do you think? For Walmart.
I don't know. My Walmart closes at midnight.
Well, your Walmart's fucking stupid. We're an awesome Walmart. We're 24 hours here.
People answer the phone need to get some better language.
Hey, fuck you. Don't tell me how to talk.
We're open 24 hours.
Walmart, can I help you?
Hi, is this the Walmart store?
That's right.
To whom am I speaking?
Who are you?
Young man, I'm on my way out there, and I'm going to find out who's answering calls.
Young
and
man.
That language is not going to be tolerated. I'm going to have your job, and you might have an ass whipping, all right? So just make your move now, because I'm on my way.
I don't care. Come on up. Fuck you.
All right. I'll see you there in 10 minutes. You got a first name?
My name's Colin.
Colin, I'm on my way. I'm asking for the manager and then you.
Okay, love you.
Yeah, hey there, big girl. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, I want to see the doctor, Jemsa James Doe.
Okay.
C. Doe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When do you want to come in?
Does he look at ingrown toenails?
Maybe, but he doesn't, like, do surgery on them.
Oh, what could he do for it? Well, could he poke it a little bit? You know, with a scalpel?
Let me ask him.
All right.
Have you been here in the past?
No, man. I've never been to the doctor. I haven't been to the doctor since I was, like, 21.
Okay. Do you have insurance that you bill?
No, I got money.
Okay. Hang on just a second.
I got cash money, so I have a lot of cash. It's good.
Okay, so let me...
I can budget, like, $4,000.
Okay. Let me get him on... Okay, please hold.
It's cool. All right. Oh, she's like, cha-ching. They'd rather have insurance because it's guaranteed to lose some of the money. Hello.
Was I talking to you about the foot?
The toe now.
Yeah, okay. So, doctor said that he'd be happy to look at you here, but he won't be able to take the toenail out. So, he gave me a name and a number of a foot doctor that you can call.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a pen?
Sure.
Okay, his name is Joseph. Last name is... Okay?
All right, then.
Okay.
Well, thank you for nothing.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
I got to figure out the area code, though. Who sent that in? This kid over here. All right, it's that area code. I got it. Oh, my
God. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Is this Dr.
No, I think you're looking for 9559. You called 9599.
Oh, this happens?
So if you call...
This happens a lot.
If you call, no, not a lot, but enough so that I was like, wait a sec, I wonder who this is. So 9559.
All right, big girl, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. That was nice of her. Now, y'all, I think everyone knows the phone number now.
Good afternoon, Dr. K's office.
Hey, is this Dr. K's office?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is Boris Teeter.
Okay.
I got a foot. It's got an ingrown toenail on it. I want doctor to take a scalpel to it.
Have you been seen here before?
No, I've never been seen there before. I haven't been to the doctor since I was 20.
Okay.
And I'm 31.
Okay.
I've got a budget of $6,000. I have no insurance.
You know what? I don't have anything
okay.
until next
All right, listen,
Friday.
Okay, sweetie, look, I got a budget of $10,000. All right.
Okay, I just don't have anything. I don't have anything.
Okay, all right. I
can give you a phone number though of another doctor that potentially would have an opening.
I'll give you $8,000 up front right now.
Well, first, I don't have a doctor here today at all.
Can you call the doctor and tell him that I'll give you guys $8,000 up front and $13,000 total if you get me on for this week at some point?
You know what? He's in surgery. I can't even call him. He's a surgeon also, and he's not even here.
Well, after hours or something. I got cash money.
Okay. I can see if I can get a hold of him, but like I said, we have zero openings. It just happens to be that time of year. And
do you like ice creams? I'll get ice cream for the staff. I'll get jewelry for you. You like earrings?
You know, what's the number, and I'll see if I can get a hold of him.
It Is there a number that I could reach the doctor at all? I don't know.
No, uh-uh.
No? Really?
No, uh-uh.
Oh, sweetie, come on, kill me. All right, you ready for the number?
Uh-huh. Okay, if I get a hold of him, and I'll see if we can finagle the schedule, okay?
That'd be much appreciated, sweetie.
Uh-huh. Sure, right. You're welcome.
And don't worry, I'll take care of you. You tell the doctor if he scratches my back, I'll scratch yours, and I do mean yours. Personally, all right?
I'll see what I can do.
All right, sweetie, babe. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Doesn't anybody know how to take a bribe anymore? I thought that's how it worked. Okay, we got someone that got in trouble for having a lot of snakes, apparently, in Idaho.
Ooh, I got too many snakes.
Oz has too many snakes.
Too many snakes in my places. Ooh, Lord, I got too many snakes.
Message after the tone.
Fuck your tone. No answer from the snake man. Although I had a good idea for that. We got a prank call we did here recently about the Serpentarium. I was listening to it the other night. It's pretty good. Pretty funny if I don't say so myself.
Serpentarium.
I was going to open a Serpentarium in Ireland, I think, or something. Because all the snakes have been shooting
away. You know what? You could do that prank just to some other random number.
True. All right, let's play some stuff.
Toys.
Use the shit out of somebody.
What were you needing?
I'm going to play some more of these.
That way you
calls.
Can still do your deal.
I'm going to gather some numbers. I'll be right back.
I need a prescription refill on my medication.
We don't refill prescriptions and toys, ma'am.
I know. I asked for the pharmacy. I don't know why he transferred me to toys.
It was really dumb of you to call toys and ask for a refill on your prescription.
I didn't fucking call the toys, you son of a bitch!
Well, you don't need to get mad at me. It's not my fault you dialed
the
wrong number.
Why don't you fucking transfer me to the pharmacy like I asked the first fucking place?
You dialed the wrong number. It's not my fault you don't know how to dial a phone.
I don't really... Yeah, I'm looking at the chat. It's not that I care that, ooh, you're putting the numbers in the chat room. The only thing is what happens is when you do that, if I don't get to it for a while... usually a lot other white boys like to call it first, and then we call it, and they're not going to pick up. They're going to be like, oh, they already got two or three people prank calling them. So that's we try to. I'll sometimes if it's funny, I'll release the number in the chat myself. We just ask you don't make it so that everyone sees it because there's always a chance that I'll miss it and someone will call it first, and when I try to call in, it's not going to be funny because they've already been pranked. You know, they've been pranked, so fucking. They're not going to pick up, or the phone's going to be busy because they're getting pranked, or they took the phone off the hook. It just sucks. It makes for bad radio, that's all. That's the only real reason we got to put that rule in. I don't care if we get the numbers out for people to prank.
Professionalism, professionalism.
We just do that for the show. It's not like some big, oh my God. We don't do it, the show sucks. We learned that early on because we used to do that all the time. I remember when we first started the show, but we had a lot of plans where we'd spend like maybe a whole half hour trying to call. And they're really, really quick, or they wouldn't even pick up. And then I was thinking, I said, obviously that's what's going on. I think Katie K started that rule back in the day, actually. I think he was like, him and Ted were the ones that figured that out, as a matter of fact. Let me know.
He figured that out. Yeah. You gotta give it to him. He figured that out long ago.
Yeah. Katie K, he's the originator. You know, we're just copying him. That's all we do here. He's the king of all pranks.
Copy.
The carbon copy show. All right, more Walmart pranks. I got to go refill my water over here, and we'll do a few more pranks here, and do about another 45 minutes or so, I suppose. If we get some numbers, I don't know.
Here's a magic message.
Pet Food Express coming in from Sean. All right, we'll do that next after I go get some water and take a leak.
Housewares, can I help you?
Okay, you know what? I just called last time and the guy transferred me to the toys. I don't know who you have out there, a customer service transferring people, but he sure as the fuck doesn't know how to transfer people. I asked him to transfer me to the pharmacy twice. Not housewares, not toys. Can you please transfer me to the pharmacy?
Well, you dialed the wrong number. This is housewares.
Well, I didn't dial a number. I was transferred.
Well, you transferred to the wrong place. Can I
help? Yeah, well... You You need to figure out someone who knows how to fucking transfer people, because I'm not the one dialing the numbers. I'm not the second person that told me I don't know how to dial a number. I dial this phone number every single day, and they transfer me correctly. Whoever's up there transferring people needs a new job.
Well, would you like me to help you buy a vacuum cleaner?
No. Would you like to transfer me to a fucking pharmacy before I come in there and blow up your fucking store?
But we only sell...
I need my medication!
Well, it sounds like you do. God damn. Because I just sell vacuum cleaners. Do you want a vacuum cleaner?
Hello, this is the pharmacy. Can I help you?
Hi, I need to get a prescription filled.
Okay, what's the name? Alright.
Do you know what prescription is? What do I have?
It's a bunch of Percocet, right?
Percocet?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's for prenatal vitamins.
Oh, no, it shows here Percocet.
No, I don't have Percocet. Did you type in...
Yeah, that's the name on it. It says 500 Percocets.
Well, I don't have Percocets.
Well, come on, man. If you sell these, you can make a lot of money. You may as well just pick them up and, you know, sell them to people.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's worth a lot of money. Do you get this on your insurance?
Yeah, I probably do.
Oh, well, there you go. Come on. It must be some sort of an error in the computer. So if you pick these up, you can sell these Percocets. I don't know how much they go for, street value, but, you know, you can make them.
I know how much they go for. I sell pills. I know how much they go for.
You sell pills? What's your name again?
Yeah. I used to sell pills in California, yes.
How much are Percocet worth? Maybe we could work out a deal here. It shows here 500 Percocet in the computer.
Okay, well, can you just have that prescription filled by tomorrow, please?
You don't care what you get?
Nope, I sure don't.
Okay, yeah, it'll be ready by 10 a.m.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
That's funny. Okay, everybody, let's continue on with some more prank calls. Do we have any more numbers? The Depot Diner? From Nunu?
How about the number 8?
The number 8? Yeah, let's call the number 8. 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 Kokanee, where'd you send in your number? There's Tough Guy email, Google machine. Where'd you do?
Google. On the messenger.
Oh, Google. Let's see here. You sent one for Seth Brigham. And what does she do? Brigham. I did your first one. The rattlesnakes. What happened with that? No one answered? Yeah, I went to voicemail. I think that's the only one I've gotten. Kokanee, have you sent me more numbers than one? Let me know.
Should have a second one.
I see information, but no number.
Oh, hang on.
All right. I sent you the last number that I got. That was the forward number for a doctor that someone else gave me. Oh, yeah, J-Rad's been giving numbers here. He's sending you numbers for 50 Cent, Lil Will. That's okay. I don't know that I'm going to call that. We got a resort and casino in Reno. Let's try that. His numbers have been sticking pretty well today. Yeah, and then it's in the Depot Diner first, though. Let's do that. Pow, pow. Depot Diner, eh?
Yes.
Did my wife leave a white bag over there near the counters?
A white bag?
Yeah.
Like
one of the... You think she either left it on the countertop or on the chair?
How long ago?
Oh, shoot. Not that long ago. Maybe like 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
I'm gonna left my desk.
Okay.
Yeah? I'm sorry. Did anybody leave a white bag? A white bag in here? No, he said nobody was here.
earlier. I just got here like 15 minutes ago. Nobody was here.
Hang on, because my wife is, she's looking inside right now, but we know she paid with her card. You know, she paid with her money, or I don't know what she paid with, but it was out of her purse. She says the wife, she thinks she left it like in front of the table, like in front, on top of the chairs where she's, what? Where?
On top of the where?
Where? Hang on, she's telling me. Where?
They want to take care of everything on the
She said on one of the stools at the counter.
Yeah.
On top of one of the stools at the counter. The only bag, the stools is my bag.
Oh, she's, hang on.
She bought a ticket here?
Yeah, she did. Maybe it's in one of the tables over there then. I don't understand.
Did somebody buy a ticket here earlier, Dad? What kind of ticket did she buy?
What kind of ticket?
Mm-hmm.
I think she had like a dessert.
Did somebody buy a dessert here earlier?
Dessert?
What kind of dessert?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I just came to pick her up now. She was in a wheelchair.
Well, weren't you just talking to her? You can ask her so we can identify who she was.
She's upstairs right now. She's looking for the bag. As a matter of fact...
Nobody here looking for anything.
She's in the garage.
There's a gentleman here.
You sure that gentleman didn't take anything? Is he sitting on something?
No.
Oh. All right.
Thank you.
All right, then. It's her bag. Shit. Had it not been her bag. I'm watching it on the webcam. I didn't want to be like, that's my bag, because that's going to be like, what the fuck? I want that bag. Tuck and Maven, you're going to do a show together? That's hot. Hell yeah, I want to hear that. Fuck yeah. I want to hear Maven. Maven has a really good black girl voice. Tuck, that'd be a good idea. Look, she's sitting on the webcam.
Exactly. She can do all kinds of shit.
She's so stupid, she's on the webcam.
We gotta get her onto Skype or G-Talk, or we got her hook up on the audio end.
She's on the webcam, and she's eating her dessert.
Open call, I need a co-host.
She's so dense, so she's sitting...
Trying to start up a show.
She's sitting and eating her dessert with her white bag and not realizing we were talking about her on the webcam. She's eating her dessert right now. There's that dude. There's a dude, a white dude back there.
What, Maven?
No, the Depot Diner webcam. Maven should do a show. That'd
Depot
be awesome.
Diner. We're back to that again?
I'm watching the video. The lady we just prank called. It's her bag. She sat down with the bag to her back, and she's eating a dessert. She didn't realize we were talking about
this
her shit.
This is the Depot Diner where the guy takes the phone into the trash.
Yeah, what's his name? Ernie? He's not there right now.
A little guy touches the head... Goes and actually puts the phone in the trash.
Yeah, we got him to do that. He put the phone in the trash and ran away. Because I think somebody saw him do it from the back of the counter, and they chased him off. And yeah, I remember because they took it.
I think we called him the next week. It's like, oh, he's not allowed to have the phone anymore.
Well, they took the phone out of the trash, and the guy looked right at the webcam. On purpose. Like he said, I know someone over there made him do it. He's like a regular. He comes in every morning. I guess it's too late. He used to call in the morning and Ernie would be there. He's kind of members like, hey, who's this, Jose? Like, yeah. Hey, Jose.
Yeah, we were doing afternoon shows for a while.
Yeah. Dude.
I mean, this is bad. I mean, we're doing an afternoon show now. But remember, we were doing a nighttime show. And then somewhere in the middle of the week, we would do an afternoon show.
Yep.
We're doing now.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing two shows at a time. Trying to see if I can find a Depot, maybe Depot Diner? I know I got that prank somewhere. Yeah, searching. I can't find it. I thought it would be phone in the trash. Phone. Trash. It doesn't come up. Well, that sucks. Oh, well.
Ernie or...
No, I could have sworn it was phone in the trash.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I probably went into the trash. Get it? Went into the trash?
Yeah. I don't actually get it. That's really weird. I can't find it. Here we go. Train Depot Cafe.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Depot Diner.
Dad,
yeah. Hi, can I speak to my dad? He said he was going to be in there tonight. I can't make it, and my cell phone is not able to reach his.
Yeah, that's it. This is it. All right, let's skip forward.
Well, can you, do you see the trash can over there?
Trash can?
Yeah.
What's the small gas can?
Yeah, do you see it there?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and put the phone inside that, please? Yeah, do you see it there? All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and put the phone inside that, please?
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead and just put it there and don't turn it off. Just put it inside there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
He's doing it. Look, he put it in the trash can. He put it in the fucking trash can. Oh, man, I wish we could have captured the webcam. He actually took the phone and put it in the trash can behind the counter. That's a phone machine in the trash machine. And I think that's a show, because I got to help my wife just texted me. She needs to help with the fucking groceries. She just texted me, so...
Show
over.
Oh, gotta get in your ass. Get so lazy. Yep, I will get my groceries.
MadhouseLife.com and TuckerMike.com, CacTechRadio.com.
TuckerMike.com.
Thank you. We'll be back next week.
Okay. This is love.
What the fuck is that guy?